Friends, there are five things that these tyrants, the bad guys, the public servants, the evildoers, five techniques that they use to try to trap you, to trip you up. And this is what I have summarized for you. There probably are more than five ways, but I find that these are the five most vile. And in some ways, they're very transparent. So once you notice this, you'll be able to fight back. I'm going to give you five ways to fight back as well. So I was journaling about this today, and I thought, you know, what is the most important thing that I can offer to my audience? And this is really an approach or a system, if you will, that you can apply regardless of what's going on. If you're going to a school board meeting, if you are having an interaction with your boss, if you're being told at a grocery store or a healthcare setting that you have to, you know, suffocate yourself or be oppressed, I've got so many specific ways on how to push back on that. Please check my Substack. There's a link for you below. That's a type of blog delivery service. And I have a lot of important information for you, and also over at the website at thehealthyamerican.org. So let's dive right in. Number one, what happens is, I'm just going to use the word they to keep it all in one category. They will try to hijack your emotions. Now, I see this a lot on some YouTube channels or other video channels, or even podcasts. I definitely see it on the news. And this is where they will lead with basically an emotional attack. They will try to stun you, to startle you with emotional images. Often they will use music that sounds really scary and, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. They will often have some sort of mesmerizing, you know, figure or diagram or image. And that's why I personally don't like to watch when my email is loading. I don't like to watch the spinning ball or whatever it is on email or websites or when something is loading. They don't, those that created these websites and functions, they didn't have to do that, but they did it. They did. And that's actually leading me kind of into number two as well. But their number one is shocking you, stunning you, hijacking your emotional center so that your rational, reasonable, logical thinking mind is literally suppressed. It is not going to be active because the emotional center is going to take center stage. So they do this with the shocking images. That's why on this channel, I hardly ever try to, I actually try to not show you distressing images, things that are troubling, things that are very, you know, heart-wrenching and graphic. Just like I don't like to watch movies where there's murder and rape and torture. Like, why would I do that? Why would I entertain those kinds of images? Why would I allow those into my vessel? I'm trying to protect that and keep it pristine. So no, I don't care for this literally hijacking your emotional center. And usually you'll see this in the news where they'll use words that are very emotionally charged, and automatically you're feeling, and that's number two, you're feeling fear and dread. So number two is they will prey on your fears. And for most people, the number one fear is fear of dying. I might be a little bit outlying here, but I am actually not afraid of death. I have loved my life. I have given it my all. I have contributed. I have produced. I have achieved. I have inspired. I have done what God has called me to do. I feel very satisfied with the things that I've done in my life. And I haven't kept all of my dreams and goals in a little box up on the shelf. I've actually been going after them my entire life. So I feel very satisfied with what I've done. And God alone numbers your days and mine. And when He sees fit to return my soul where it belongs with Him, that is going to happen. I personally don't live in fear of that. Now, a lot of people live in fear of death, but I think they really live more in fear of life, of living. They're not living fully. And if they're not living fully and they have all these regrets, why didn't I? I should have, I shouldn't have. Then of course, they're not going to be ready when God calls them home. So if you are identifying with that, with what I just said, this is your time. Take this as an inspiration to say, I'm no longer going to wait. And by the way, I do have a program coming up about procrastinating on your dream and how to stop doing that. So I'll let you know, I'm going to be giving you some information on that in the coming weeks. So they, the evildoers, will also prey on your fears of being isolated. I remember my sister telling me, she rides horses, and she said, for a horse to be isolated from the herd, it is the worst thing ever. It actually means death to them because they are herd animals. Now, we're not herd animals, but we are people that God created to be in, let's just say, fellowship with others, to be in communities. And that might be just with one other person. It might be with your family, your extended family, your community, your coworkers, people that you like, family members that you've chosen to be a part of your family. So the concept of being isolated can be very, very fearful. And I believe that's why the bad guys insisted upon that in the early days of isolating people, telling the grandparents they couldn't see their grandchildren, telling loved ones that they couldn't visit their, those that were suffering in hospitals and nursing homes. It's absolutely reprehensible. And that's exactly what they did. They preyed on people's fear of death, of isolation. And then I would also say abandonment. So probably for most of us, even though we are able-bodied adults, there probably is a deep-seated fear of being abandoned. I'm going to be left behind. I'm not going to catch up. I'm not going to be able to keep up with everyone else. And so this concept of not only isolating people, but dividing people into, this group and that group, it's very, very damaging. And the evildoers use this technique. And that is one way that they trap you through this fear. A third way that they trap you is through intimidation. And what I mean by this is often you'll hear people talking about hidden knowledge. They're the only ones that know this way of doing something. And it's very complicated and you'll never understand it. And you'll hear this in terms of, climate of, it's far too complicated. And it's always changing and we don't always have the information and only scientists can know about that, or about the science of your body and how it works, or about the science of disease and illness. No, only experts can talk about that. Or about the law. How about that? How many times there have been attorneys that have attacked me because I'm not a licensed attorney, saying that I can't possibly understand the law because I didn't go to law school. Well, I wholeheartedly reject that notion. I reject the notion that somebody has to have a license or have gone to school to be able to understand something. So this concept of hidden knowledge that you're not smart enough to understand is a very devastating and powerful tool that they use to trap you. And I would call that intimidation. You'll also hear, and even on YouTube channels, even from those freedom fighters will say, well, I have an unnamed source that I can't name. That's why it's an unnamed source. And it came from someone high in the administration, which they called me and I'm not able to tell you. It's like, well, who are you? Why did they call you? How can I even vet this information? So this is also this tool of intimidation. I strive to do the exact opposite on this channel. I want to break things down. I want to simplify things. When I talk about the law, I show you the law. I help you understand it. We go through it word by word. It's actually not that difficult. So I do the exact opposite of the intimidation factor. I want to break things down and simplify and clarify and identify what it is that you need to know. So be on the lookout for that. People having this hidden knowledge that's far too complicated for you to understand. And that goes hand in hand with number four, the way that they try to trap you. And that is by confusing you. Think about in the early days of all of this hogwash, everything was so confusing. Oh, well, it was this, and then it was that, and you're supposed to do this, but don't do that. Well, now you can do that, but only do it this sometimes. Like, what? How can I keep all of this straight? Whenever there is some kind of orchestrated event in the news, it's the same tactic again. They'll tell you that there were 8 people. Oh no, there were 7. Well, actually there were 12, but one got away. And then you're like, what happened to that other guy? Oh, you never hear about it again. Confusion is a very powerful tool of the enemy. And that is another way that they try to trap you. So be aware of these things when you're watching YouTubers, when you're reading Substacks, when you're listening to the news, when you're observing what's going on. I've seen these tactics used, unfortunately, in some very, unchristian churches, which basically look like cults in the way that they are trying to mesmerize and entrap the congregants. And I don't know if they're doing it out of ignorance. I don't know if they're doing it intentionally, but I cannot stand it. And thank you, Lord, for gifting me with the gift of discernment, because I can just, it's like my BS meter goes off. And then the fifth way, And there are many more, but these are the five most important ones that came to mind as I was preparing for this, is that now the evildoers will impose their desired result or remedy on you after they've already set the stage. So they captured your emotional center. They hijacked you. They prevented you from thinking clearly and rationally. And I know this because many of you told me that your parents, who you thought were intelligent, or maybe a friend, or even a family member, a coworker, or a community friend, you thought they were, you know, smart and down to earth and, you know, grounded and all of that. And suddenly they were swept away by the images on the news. And even now, talking about Lahaina and other things that are going on in the news, people are hijacked by their emotional center. And it's done intentionally with these images, with these horrors, and people cannot think clearly about it. They're not able to question and have a sense of being a critical thinker. And then, of course, they prey on your fears. What if this happened to you? What if you were going to be homeless? What if your family was decimated? What if you get this disease? And then suddenly you can't think straight because you're worried about these life and death situations. And I'm not saying that they don't exist, but I'm saying that the bad guys are trying to trap you with these techniques because information can be presented soberly, in a very balanced way that's not emotionally charged and is not delivered in a way that is designed to trap you. And I cannot stand to see people trapped. And there are healthy Americans that also, unfortunately, will fall prey to this. And I know that because of some of the emails and videos and things that you, not probably not you that are watching, but others that just stumble across and they send me things. And I think, did you even like analyze this? Did you look at it again? Did you put your emotions aside and look at it with, lack of passion and just more of an intellectual, you know, interrogation? Or did you just get swept up with the emotions? It's so, so powerful, my friends. And of course, the intimidations, techniques, and they'll use all of the what ifs and what if. And this is this kind of, I've heard it described as fear porn. I don't use that phrase because I don't like that word, but I call it fear mongering or mongering fear, or in what we've lived through over the last few years, flu mongering, right? Telling you, and certainly there are people that perish. I'm not saying that they don't, but in terms of blowing it all out of proportion, that is a technique that is used to entrap you. So let's talk about how to overcome this. These are five ways of fighting this battle. It is a battle. It's a spiritual battle because the enemy wants to separate your soul from God, wants to steal your peace of mind. And if you are not a person who believes in God, that's quite all right. God believes in you. He created you for this time to go through what you're going through. And it's not happening to you. It's happening for you so that you can develop, build your skills. And as I say, live confidently and not live in fear. I want you to be empowered and educated, inspired, and let's say intrigued by what I'm about to share with you. So number one, I think the best skill of all is to be aware. Notice these patterns as they are happening. So immediately when I hear hypnotic music being played under a video, maybe even a video from who it might be called a freedom fighter, or there's some kind of scary images or some kind of foreboding music, and there are spinning images, something that looks very hypnotic, I turn it off. I don't watch and I don't listen. Now, I might do a couple of things. I might turn off the sound so I'm not hearing the hypnotic music, and I might just look at the images, or vice versa. I might not watch the video at all, and then just listen to it. And those are ways that you can also be a little more sober-minded in looking at the information. I don't like it when people try to manipulate my emotions, and I can see that. Now, maybe they think it's just something that is current in, you know, social media, or it's very popular to have that kind of introduction on your video. I don't even have introductions on my video. I just hit the ground running. I don't want to see a minute of foreboding music and scary images. That is setting the stage for you to be manipulated. You know that. And I want you to be aware of it, and I want you to shut it off. You don't have to watch those people or read those things or see those news presentations or the news concerts, as I call them. So anything that is like shadowy, foreboding, scary, I identify that as somebody trying to manipulate my emotions, and shame on them for doing that. I'm not going to participate. All right. The next thing is I want you to again, you're going to be noticing and you're going to reject the fear mongering. When you notice that they are trying to prey on your fear of death, of being abandoned, of the us versus them, you're just going to like, no, I reject that. I am not going to fall into that category. And you can just acknowledge and reject, I'm not going for the fear mongering. Nobody can predict the future. So why are you leading me down this path to telling me that it's all doom and gloom? All right. The next thing that you can do when you have all of that confusing information is I want you to dig deeper. You take it step by step, go to original sources. So rather than listen to, you know, ABC News talk about the weather, go to, not that you're going to be able to believe, you know, weather.org or, you know, NOAA, but at least you're going directly to the source to see what they're spewing instead of getting, you know, a second or third hand account from it. Another example would be like this. If there is some kind of ruling from the Supreme Court, I go right to the Supreme Court website and I actually read the ruling. So I read it. And then on my videos, I show you the actual ruling so you can see it. I give you a link to it so that you can dig deeper. And then I do give you my analysis and how I am interpreting it, because that's why you're tuning in, is you want to see my perspective and my opinion. But I will go directly to the source and I will dig deeper instead of just listening to what ABC News has to say. Now, sometimes I'll do the opposite and I will go to ABC News, or in the case of Maui, I'll go directly to their news stations, because I also want to see what questions are they asking? What information are they leaving out? That can be an exercise in critical thinking as well. I will go to several sources and I will dig deeper. And that is one way to cut through the confusion, which is one of the techniques that they use to trap you. And the final one, I will say, actually, the last couple is, basically, you are going to dig and you are going to question. Who is presenting this information? Why are they presenting this information? Do they have a hidden agenda, as I call it? What else have they done? What else have they written? What else have they created? Who are they associated with? Can I trust this person? I remember back in the days when I did go to, you know, an organized church service, which I don't any longer. I just like to commune with God directly. There were times when the pastor would recommend a book. And I remember somebody saying, oh, if the pastor recommends it, I read it. I'm going, if the pastor recommends it, I'm going to dig deeper on the author and I'm going to figure out who this person is before I invest time and money reading something. And there was one time when, sure enough, I uncovered some very unsavory facts about an author of a book that the pastor was recommending. And I even asked the pastor, did you know about this? Did you know about these other scandals this person is involved in? And again, they kind of brushed it off like, well, you know, it's got to take the good with the bad. No, I don't have to take the good with the bad. That was a lot of my awakening, is going to different churches and feeling like I don't want to color a broad swath. There are, you know, my husband is a pastor. We do have a beach church, but it's quite different from other kinds of organized churches that you may or may not attend. I'm only using that as an example. There are plenty of other cases where people have recommended something. I've seen a video and I'm like, I've got to dig deeper on what this is. So question, question, question. And then finally, I want you to read between the lies. As I say, you've got to look for all of these triggers and signs and symbols. I break down a lot of that on my channel. There are numbers, there are gestures, there are colors. Now, everything can be either good or bad, right? I can wave at you to say, hey, how's it going? And that could be a friendly gesture, just like somebody that is building a house or hanging a painting, they can use the hammer to hang the painting. It's used for good. But that hammer could also be used as a weapon. And certain gestures and symbols and numbers, when there is a pattern, you can see that that could be have significance that you need to look out for. All right, friends, those are the things that I wanted to share with you today about how to know when you are being trapped and how they trap you and how to fight back against it. I would love to hear from you in a comment, other things that you can add to this list. I barely scratched the surface. I probably will be creating a Substack for you, which is a detailed blog post that you can read, you can share, you can save, you can research. And that comes out on my Substack. I have a link for you. When you click on the word more in the description box, it will give you the drop down and you'll see where you can go to peggyhall.substack.com. It's 100% free. All content is free for all readers. Some of you have decided to support that work with a monthly or annual donation, and I'm so grateful for that. So thank you everybody for being on board. I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming video and always over at thehealthyamerican.org. See you soon, everybody.